Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is about the breath. Sometimes simple is better than complicated, and I think it's true in this case. The breath. It's connected to becoming aware in several traditions, at least from the Orient. The simplest act to give a try is to just sit comfortably somewhere, quiet, and just be aware of your breathing. Just that alone can make for a profound practice. People find with this they don't need drugs to expand their minds, but can reap great benefits just from something so simple it seems ridiculous, at least to a human mind, which these days has as being distracted as a profession. I mean, you don't really need to give up anything, even all your distractions, but just take a few minutes a day to focus on the breathing and see what can happen. Another approach for those who possibly want to continue movement with the breath is Qigong, the basis from which Tai Chi comes from. Qigong basically just combines the breath with movement. So you do get a different experience than the sitting meditation. With Qigong, you get more of a physical sensation. You can feel the Qi, the energy flow in the body, that acupuncturists work with. Then you can access yourself, again, just by combining the breath in coordination with some real basic movement. Many adult ed classes in the area, often based at the high schools, offer classes in Qigong, and believe me, it's easier than you might think. And you don't need to be an athlete to do it. It's a real basic thing to get. In fact, it increases your coordination at a real basic level, so that the awareness of your body increases in ways that other exercises don't seem to get at in the same way. Many studies have demonstrated Qigong and Tai Chi have benefited people in a few broad categories. Psychological effects like mood, anxiety, and depression, preventing falls and increasing balance, cardiopulmonary fitness, and then some more subjective areas like quality of life. Something like running or weightlifting can also have positive results in these categories, but Qigong would tend to be more accessible to more people as one gets up in years. But even young people are certainly not excluded from benefiting from the breath-movement connection of Qigong. The only way to know is to try it, and as I said before, you don't have to give up anything. You can compare it personally to something like jogging, and do both of them, and see perhaps different benefits from the more Western exercises and the more Eastern exercises I'm describing here. Another benefit of these simple breath movement exercises is the simplicity means you don't need any specialized equipment, not even running shoes, and you probably won't sweat as much with a regular workout. But again, I know many people who have lowered their blood pressure or otherwise really improved their health doing various aerobic exercises, so I don't want to play one style off against another. It's about trying out different exercise or meditative forms and finding out which works for you, and not necessarily excluding any type from your routine. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.